The coronavirus pandemic continues to confront parents with some hard choices this back-to-school season, but a new study claims it really shouldn't be that difficult. Hear why experts today are saying it's actually very easy to be a good parent. And later, we've got the latest on a groundbreaking archaeological discovery. Hear why researchers believe a set of fossilized human footprints may have revealed the ancient origins of those running shoes with toes. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. My introduction might be over, but the news is just getting started, so don't go anywhere. Parenting. Everybody who's anybody does it, and if you don't, you're a failure whose bloodline will perish with you. Good riddance to you and your kind, I say. But before taking the leap, you may ask yourself, isn't parenting difficult? Well, sweep those worries aside, because a new study out of Duke University has confirmed that it's actually very easy to be a good parent. Here with more is OPR parenting correspondent Dr. Laura Daubert. Welcome.
Well, thanks for having me, Leslie.
So give it to me straight. Just how easy is it to parent a child?
Well, according to these findings, incredibly, the main takeaway is this. Humans have been parenting for thousands and thousands of years, so honestly, how hard can it be? If cavemen, people who were literally too stupid to invent jet skis or window blinds, could raise children without a problem, anyone can do it.
Without a doubt, history supports that claim, but if this is true, why are so many parents so stressed out all the time?
Yeah, it's pretty clear from the data that those are just shitty parents. I spoke with one of the study's writers and researchers, Irene Ritchie, about this exact point. Here she is.
We hear about god-awful, exhausted, grouchy parents all the time. But in 99 out of 100 of those cases, they're just overthinking everything. It's crazy to think about now, but there were generations of parents who didn't even have iPads to throw in front of their kids' faces. So I don't know why the difficulty has been played up over the last few years. At the end of the day, it's all about not screwing the thing, child, up.
Interesting. Now, Laura, what about all those necessary skills they need to survive as an adult, like charging a cell phone or filling out a W-9? How are they expected to learn those?
Well, that's what teachers are for, not parents. The evidence shows that as far as parents are concerned, pretty much all you have to do is tell them be good, like once a month. Maybe you take care during these troubled times, but that's about it. Your job is done. Maybe sprinkle in, and I love you, if you have extra time at the end of the day, but none of that is required.
Well there, I'm not going for Father of the Year, just looking to keep social services off my back. Now, how about people who say it's hard to balance having a personal life with being a parent? What advice would you have for them?
Oh, if parenting is getting in the way of your personal life, you're doing it wrong. Simple as that. Just listen to how carefree and happy this good parent I spoke to is.
Life has been a breeze ever since I had kids. I just wake up in the morning, make sure they're not dead, feed them, and try to make sure they're still not dead by the time they go to bed. And personally, I'm getting more sleep than ever. I'm even thinking about taking up macrame as a way to pass all this free time I have now.
Absolutely. Now, because I would never expose my own stepson, Derek, to the risks of coming into a crowded office space during a pandemic, we're joined now by my quote-unquote son, Simon, who's going to help demonstrate for our audience some of the parenting issues I've been having.
Do I get paid for this?
If you keep this shit up, there is no dinner for you. How do you like that, you fat fuck?
All right, Laura, so walk me through how to parent. Just pat him on the head like this, or what?
Oh, well, remember, Leslie, parenting shouldn't be work, and there is no shame in giving up. If you're not good at it, my advice would simply be to find a new hobby. You know, I hear amazing things about macrame.
Oh, that's exactly what I needed to hear. Okay, scram, Simon, you don't have a father anymore.
Finally. See you never, bitch.
Oh, wow. That was really easy. Whew. What a weight off my shoulders. Thank you, Laura. I feel amazing. We'll see if I can maintain this until after the break. Back in a moment.
Man, I gotta try that out with Derek.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Bonjour, mes amis. We're back with even more news, or should I say, I haven't gotten that far in Rosetta Stone yet. Never mind. Here's what else you need to know today. That's the sound of a major shakeup today for one Fortune 500 company. Harley-Davidson CEO Matthew Levitich was ousted from his position after getting his ass beat by an entry-level employee outside a Roadhouse dive bar. Despite trying to fend them off with a smashed beer bottle, Levitich was forced to resign his duties as head of the motorcycle company after an especially hard roundhouse kick caught him square. No word yet on what the new biker CEO has in store for the future of the company. And in tech news, Facebook is again adding to their impressive portfolio, announcing today they purchased Oculus VR for a price tag of $2 billion. Those who follow Facebook's acquisitions closely may remember the social media giant already purchased Oculus back in 2014. A spokesperson for Facebook has since addressed this, saying that they, quote, just forgot. And finally, the coronavirus may be having some untold consequences on urban wildlife populations. A new report has found that with more restaurants closing down, more hungry sewer alligators are coming up into people's toilets to look for food scraps. See, this is what I mean. I don't care how safe they say it is, I'm not using my toilet until this pandemic is over, and that's that. That's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed drowning out the voices of your own children, even for just a few brief moments, you can make it a part of your daily routine by subscribing to the topical wherever you get your podcast. And speaking of kids, you're not going to want to miss tomorrow's episode, where we'll be joined by a cocktail expert who's going to show us some fun, alcohol-free mocktail recipes you can make at home with the whole family using nothing more than some tonic water and crushed up Adderall. Sounds delicious. All that and more tomorrow on The Topical.